This is Common Candor. On this week's show, I get to sit down with Nathaniel Cook, who is currently running for office at Patriot Academy, which is where I am right now as I'm recording this, kind of putting together the intro, editing it all together so we can get it out this week. We talk about his election, Patriot Academy, and somehow gold suits along the way. So it's a really fun and winding conversation. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we've wasted so much time. All right, let's go.
Okay, first question, Nat.
Yes.
Say your last name. Seriously, I've never said it out loud before.
It is Cook. The
Cook?
It's Cook.
Not Kosh?
Okay.
I seriously always thought it was Kosh.
The German pronunciation
okay. Is
very guttural. It's Koch. No, I can't expect people to go on saying that.
Okay.
Like, legit. It's just...
It's ridiculous.
It's too much, right? So when we came over, we're like, okay, just call us Cook. And the really weird thing is that... My dad's name, K-O-C-H, Cook. Yeah. Married my mom, who is C-O-K-E, also pronounced Cook.
That's so, so bizarre.
It is genuinely, yeah, it's really weird. But yeah, no, that is how I pronounce it. I know some people say Coke, some people say Koch. I don't think most people go by Koch. It's just everybody knows that Koch brothers and so.
Yeah, it gets in trouble. No, that's, I honestly always, in my head, whenever I read your name, it's Matt Koch.
It's Nathaniel, and it's Cook.
Oh, double, excuse me, sir. So, Nathaniel Cook.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast.
Quentin. Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here. This is a really cool thing. I never really been on a podcast before.
Have you ever been on a podcast in a hotel room?
No, this mobile unit is legit. It's very interesting.
You can tell them about my gold-encrusted microphone.
Of course, yeah, and... Just the you know, just the amount of gold suits you have. That was actually surprising. I didn't really think about that.
I don't wear those in public very often. I just like to keep them around. They're probably going to get a lot of great background noise. Just people talking in the other room. It's going to be fun. I figure they better know that it's in a hotel.
Yeah, they kind of sectioned off this room for Quentin and his richness. He basically just bought the hotel. It's very interesting.
It's a really big hotel. I don't want to know how much I spent on that.
You probably should figure out, but hey, who cares? You're a billionaire. No, nothing really matters.
Cares. No one cares. So, Nat, this is my first year at Patriot Academy. You've been how many times?
I have been a lot, but this is technically my second year participating.
Second year participating. So, most of my audience, I'm counting on probably not knowing anything about this. So, what's your
They're probably
your
normal
pitch?
People then.
Yeah, right.
All right. So, Patriot Academy is a really, interesting, to simplify it, it's a mock legislature.
Okay.
It's specifically been on teaching, our founding principles and where our country came from. And it allows to give people from ages 16 to 25 the experience of being able to experience the legislative process. So the real thing that sets us apart from programs like Teen Pact or Generation Joshua that you see have these big mock legislatures is that we actually get to participate on real Capitol floor. So currently, for anybody listening, me and Quentin are in Austin at the Austin, capital of Texas. And it's awesome that we're able to sit where our representatives sit. And it's a really great experience. There's so much to learn. There's world-class speakers. It's an awesome experience. I really enjoy it.
Cool. And so that's a really good, I'm sure everyone who's involved with administration at Patriot Academy is going to love that answer. But I have a very serious question for you. My experience at most of these kind of things, I've been through the first day, so I got a little bit of taste for it, but I have the vast majority of it ahead of me. A lot of these type of things, you go in and they are vastly oriented towards one specific agenda, and it seems a lot more like, hey, believe what we believe, or else. Would you say that this can sway into that category, or is it more about conversation and kind of building and learning about the legislative process specifically and those kind of ideas?
I think that there's, you know, definite confusion with many mock legislators on teaching what. I think Patriot Academy specifically tries and teaches why we believe certain things. So, I mean, many people bring many controversial bills, and I brought a controversial bill last year, and it wasn't specifically whether or not I agreed or disagreed with the bill. Is that there were a lot of people in the bill that, you know, have grown up in their society, been told by their parents or by the family, you should hate this, this is evil, or this is bad. But that's, you know, their opinion. They're kind of just a shell being filled by what society or their family or their friends want.
Yeah.
And so I think what makes difficultly to teach you why you believe such things, you know, it's just trying to give you, this is how our government started. Mm-hmm. This is why we personally believe this is why the government should be. And it's trying to make sure we hope you stay to those principles. And it's kind of a foundational building academy, in my opinion. Because honestly, there's a lot of diverse thought here.
Yeah.
You know, you see arguments from various different ends. But at the end of the day, we all agree on the same foundational principles. And that's what the academy is meant to teach, I think. The foundation for what we believe.
So you'd say it's almost like kind of a sandbox, if you will, to let those ideas play and live out and kind of challenge stuff that we can take for granted, you know, growing up in homes that just... That's always been a fact.
I think it can be. It definitely, I would say, is more conservative leaning in general. And that's just the amount of people here. Yeah. And that's kind of why the teaching is more focused in those principles. I would say I definitely think that there's a lot of area, especially because everybody brings a bill to present something that you might not agree with, but you want to have a discussion on. Because I think a discussion is always incredibly important. And again, learning why you believe things is I think foundational, and that's really why I care about Patriot Academy. That's why it means something to me, because of the amount of good it can accomplish from people learning and being taught things.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So this year you've decided to do something a little bit unique. What is that?
Okay. Well, this is advertisement here. I am actually running for a student elected position, that of lieutenant governor. And the lieutenant governor's position at Patriot Academy, I would say, is divided mainly into about two parts. One is to majorly promote the academy, mm-hmm. and secondly to run the mentorship program, to which is basically to assign mentors or experienced students to help newer students come into the academy and get access to its community, because there's so much it has to offer. It can be a bit daunting for new people, mm-hmm. and so it gives them a connection to try and form this community. And so I kind of took on that and decided, hey, I want to do more. I want to try and, you know, serve more. And that's kind of why I chose to run. And again, going back to why I think the academy is so awesome, I want to participate in this. I want to try and promote this. And that's kind of where I'm coming from.
And why this position specifically then?
I think this position specifically is the best place for my skill set. I've done a lot of work in administration and working behind the scenes, but at the same time, I'm so happy to have been able to spend years in competitive public speaking and debate. Mm-hmm. And so I hope my experience there can help promote the academy. And I've also had the chance to work along closely with our current Speaker of the House, James King, in the actual legislature, which will hopefully give me, you know, experience in understanding how, you know, the legislature should be run and how I can help the academy. So that's kind of like my experience coming into this.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So you competed in NCFCA speech and debate, which I say kind of as a question, but I know you did because we were both there.
Yeah.
When did you start speech and debate?
So my older brother, mm-hmm. Andrew, was in speech and debate a long time ago. And this is like when, you know, like people like Owen Stroud, mm-hmm. and CJ Ruiz were in it.
Yeah.
And the Macias's and the Jacks. People are actually at the Patriot Academy now, or you know, have gone through the program. And he did it back then. And then I kind of took a hiatus and I stopped and I ended up moving to San Antonio. I came back, I participated in debate. And, you know, honestly, for 3 years, I didn't really do that well. Wasn't really committed. It wasn't, you know, I enjoyed it, but I didn't have a breakthrough. And then this last year, thankfully, actually, in 2016, I got an awesome debate partner and we invested so much time. It was basically a part-time job, but it was very rewarding. We were able to make it to the national level. I was super happy with how we did.
That's awesome.
I think speech and debate is a whole sector of, you know, a whole subculture almost. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you see the people who come out of it and people are like, oh, that's for nerds. Nerds go to speech and debate. I'm like, Yeah, but, you know, there are some really, you know, cool, talented people who go to Speech and Debate who are amazing speakers. And, you know, I'm really excited to see where they end up. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's kind of where I came from. And my brother also actually attended the Academy. That's one of the ways I heard about it. And that's how I kind of like, I used to come before, come and watch floor sessions on the Academy. And you're just trying to figure out how things work.
For sure.
I think it's very, I'm one of those people who really likes to figure out how do things work. I don't know why. And, you know, that's why I kind of, I think, have an attraction to government, because I like to see how do things work. Yeah. And my passion is okay, it's really boring.
Yeah.
I love international law and economics, which Good is Lord, very man. Nerdy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what I love. And that's, you know, kind of like where, you know, I feel that kind of learning drive goes to, which, you know, hopefully I can turn into a degree. It's, or, you know, some sort of career.
Yeah.
To definitely take off. But yeah, I kind of have a very nerdy side to me. But I promise I'm kind of a cool guy, hopefully.
Kind of a cool guy. Okay, well, that should be your slogan.
Yeah.
Nat Cook, kind of a cool guy.
You should like me, man. I'm kind of a cool guy. I just like introduce myself. Hey, I'm Nat. I'm kind of a cool guy.
No one would ever talk to you.
I don't know. I think I would isolate so many people. It would be hilarious, but yeah, no, that would never happen.
So to get a little bit more serious, you know, we're running out of time here because we're recording this on Monday. We have room check. But so you're coming in, you want to do this. Do you want to do this because you think it's cool, or do you want to do this because there's something that you see that you want to change?
I want to do the Academy because I want to be a part of something bigger. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Academy is specifically, I think they say it best when they want to train to equip the next generation. They want to train the next leaders.
Yeah.
And somebody like me who is trying to learn things always and trying to become better, I see that as a challenge. I see that as something I want to be a part of this. And what best way to be a part of this than to try and use my skills, to promote those ideals. That's why I'm super psyched, and that's why I'm running. That's why I care so much about this, because I see it as something bigger. You know, you can hear talks all the time about people say, oh, we're making a movement, but you know, I want to actually do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to just talk about it. I want to do that. And that's kind of, you know, where I'm coming from. That's why I care so much is I see how much potential things like this have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to try and ensure that, you know, the next generation is changed and the next generation knows what's going on, because there's a severe lack of that.
Yeah. So make this the last question, at least for tonight.
Okay.
You want to make change. You want to see how things work. To achieve that goal, why do you think Patriot Academy is the best avenue to do that, as opposed to the thousands of other options that you have?
I don't know if there are thousands of other
Literally
options.
Literally thousands. I have the paperwork.
Okay. For me personally, you know, at a certain point, a lot of organizations do blend together. But Patriot Academy stands out not only because of its access to the capital and stuff, but because of the people. I like the people here. You know, I might not always get along with some of these people. We might have differences, but at the end of the day, we want the same thing. We want to embed America. And that's, yeah, America. America is the point.
You're doing a little flag waving at the end.
Yeah, right? No, we gotta get America. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So before we end, actually, let me ask you a question. What would be your favorite sign off of a quote sign off from anything, movie, book, whatever?
Favorite quote sign off? That's such an oddly specific question that I've never thought about before. Favorite? So does it have to be like the last sentence of a book?
I don't know. Be like, it's like a sign off, like, you know, like newscasters.
Oh, well, my all time favorite is the one that I actually use for the podcast. I found the old radio sign offs for the end of the day that's in public domain now. So anyone can use it. So that's at the end of every podcast, is like the guy who comes on is like, you know, this concludes our broadcast day.
Oh, okay. Night,
and God bless America. That's the end of every podcast.
Oh, okay. I would definitely have to say mine is Ron Burgundy's. Don't just have a great night. Have an American night.
We both went for very American quotes, I think.
Hey, I'm an American loving guy.
Wow, really, really appeal to patriots, man.
This is my America moment. But yeah, no, it's great talking with you. Hopefully, we can record a part two to this. We'll see where it goes.
Thanks for coming on, man.
All right, thank you, Quentin.
Cheers. handshake for the people on the audio. Can you hear the handshake?
That handshake is real strong, man. I'm describing it for the... Okay, all right. Anyway, bye, guys.
And that's the interview. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we did actually having the conversation. If you want to hear more from Nat, check out his social media information in the show notes. And if you like this podcast, make sure to rate and subscribe on commoncandor.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. It really does help the show. This has been the first episode in the week of podcasts. The second episode will be an interview with Hope Pennington that I'm really excited about, coming out later this week, just as soon as I can get it edited with the hectic Patriot Academy schedule. Until then, I'm Quentin Irie, and this is Common Candor.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.